You know that moment when you're looking at a blood smear under a microscope trying to classify all those different leukocytes, and you think, wouldn't it be nice if we had another set of eyes on this? Well, a new study from NPJ Digital Medicine just tested exactly that scenario, but with artificial intelligence instead of another human expert. And the results? They're surprisingly thought-provoking. So here's what researchers did. They took a Mendray MC100 IAI system, which is a real clinical diagnostic tool, by the way, and had it classify leukocytes from peripheral blood smears. Then they compared its performance directly against 15 morphology experts. No pressure on the AI, right? The headline number is that the AI achieved 95. 97% overall accuracy. That ranked it second overall among all participants tested, which is genuinely impressive. But here's where it gets interesting. That overall number masks some pretty significant performance variation depending on what the AI was looking at. When it came to normal leukocytes, the AI absolutely crushed it. We're talking 98. 57% accuracy. It was confident. It was accurate, and it clearly understood what a normal neutrophil or lymphocyte should look like. But abnormal cells? That's where the gap appeared. Accuracy dropped to 91, 38%. So we're still talking about good performance, but there's meaningful daylight between normal and abnormal. Now, here's where some specific findings really stood out. Eosinophils. Those cells that can be tricky to spot reliably. The AI hit 99, 65% accuracy. Exceptional. And for abnormal promyelocytes, which are those specific cells that signal acute promyelocytic leukemia, or APL, the AI managed 94. 65% accuracy. That's clinically meaningful because early APL detection can be literally life-saving, and the AI was genuinely good at flagging those cells. The really fascinating part, though, is what happened when researchers dug into why the AI performed differently than the human experts. And that revealed some fundamental differences in how each approach works. The AI had a systematic bias. It would classify ambiguous cells as earlier developmental stages. So if a cell was sort of between being a myelocyte and a promyelocyte, the AI tended to call it the earlier stage, the promyelocyte. Human experts, they went the opposite direction, favoring later developmental stages. That's a meaningful difference in decision-making philosophy. And it gets at something deeper about how AI and humans process these images differently. The AI was working primarily with isolated cell features, the morphology of that specific cell. The human experts, though, they were integrating contextual information from the entire smear. They were thinking about what makes sense given the overall clinical picture they're seeing. That's a very human approach, and it explains some of the classification differences. Where the AI struggled most were those morphologically complex categories. Immature granulocytes showed inconsistent accuracy depending on the specific subset. And atypical cells, atypical monocytes, blast cells, reactive lymphocytes, those presented real challenges because there's so much morphological overlap that even humans sometimes disagree on the classification. But here's what's actually important clinically. The AI's conservative bias toward earlier developmental stages and abnormal categorizations might actually be a feature, not a bug. Especially for something like APL. If the AI errs on the side of flagging something as abnormal or as an earlier stage, that prompts expert review, and in a time-sensitive condition like APL, that earlier flag could matter. Over-identification is less costly than under-identification when you're dealing with something that can progress rapidly. So what does this mean practically? The Mindray MC100i demonstrates solid clinical potential. It's not replacing expert morphologists, not yet, and probably not ever completely, but it's a genuinely useful complementary tool. It's fast. It's consistent. and it's accurate enough on routine cases that it could handle a significant portion of screening work and free up your experts to focus on the complex, ambiguous cases where human judgment really shines. The authors note that targeted optimizations for immature granulocytes and atypical cell classification would help, and I'd agree that's where the next iteration of refinement should focus. But overall, this is a study that shows AI in medical diagnostics working pretty much the way we hope it would, as a capable assistant, not a replacement. And in blood morphology, that's actually worth celebrating.